here know that these are historic broadcasts. And by making these broadcasts, I have sealed my fate.
Oh, my soul to go down.
it's me, William Cooper, speaking to you from the dead, where I have indeed seen the light, and I turned it off.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Hour of the Time with your host here, Doyle Shamley, in Eager, Arizona. Now I want to thank all of you for tuning in. The contact address is Hour of the Time or Hot, H-O-T-T, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. The website, hourofthetime.com, that's hourofthetime.com. Studio number 928-333-2942. And my personal email address, hourofthetime@hotmail.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special broadcast this evening. And because I think Bill may or may not be listening, who knows, I figured we'd do some contests, etc., and kind of be inquisitive of the listening audience to see how much research you've done. Now, I can assure Bill, if he's listening, that much is status quo in this country. So you can rest assured there. And I simply base that on the number of requests and emails I get for various things, and we'll go into that in more detail as we go through this show. But tonight, remember, 928-333-2942, and I can't grab all the lines at once, so if the machine picks up, leave your message, because we're going to kind of run a contest tonight, and if you happen to be the first one, because someone could be wasting my time on the phone, which it wouldn't be the first time, your message will be the first one if you end up on the machine. So don't hesitate to call 928-333-2942. Now, we're going to go through, because Bill, for this special broadcast, really enjoyed music. We're going to go through, and I'm going to give you little tidbits that many of you out there may not know about his musical taste and little stories behind him, etc. That first piece, an introduction to the broadcast, the Hour of the Time here, was by the preeminent band Cooper Hill, who's about to make their studio debut soon. And that's like the promo piece. I'm sure that's not the technical word, but it'll work. Now, though, for the rest of the night, if you can grab the title of the song and call in and let me know who it is. Not who it is. I'll let you get away with the song or whatever the particular question is at hand. You'll get tonight's broadcast and the whole music medley on gratis, for free. Since that seems to be what most people want anyway, is free stuff. See, we are still par for the course, Bill. Now, this next one was something that we used to play quite a bit, because around the house, listening, enjoying old music, this is a fife and drum selection. Now, I'm sure many of you will know this one, so I'll probably get raked over the coals on the free broadcast, and that's okay on this particular selection, but it was something that was quite interesting to watch and see the girls walk around the house trying to play or imitate playing on a drum and a flute or a recorder as the music played on 101.1 FM. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, the hour of the time here, 928-333-2942, with this special broadcast this evening. And, and I was mentioning that things seem to be going par for the Corps. And there is some good news, however, though, that I know that Bill would just be more than delighted to hear or to know. And that's in the sense that in the past 2 months alone, we've been able to bring on 2 battalion-sized elements alone just in Arizona region, New Mexico, the Southwest, if you will, of informed, patriotic citizens. Not people who make excuses, people that get out and do things, people that had not thought about the Constitution until some education, and took it upon themselves, with the slightest amount of urging, to get the pocket Constitution copies, distribute them, and memorize them. Several people. That's the good news. Now the bad news is that we're still only running because of population growth and the demographics and just outright statistical analysis that I've kept track of, and since just the beginning of 07, as just a little experiment, hundreds and hundreds of requests for free stuff. Never mind that it costs you production costs, or electricity, or phone lines, or research time, or gas, or ink, or paper. Now, when you break it down, statistically, you could break that category down into a few chunks. Over 25% actually believe you owe it to them. You have to give it to them, or you're not a good American. I don't know what their definition of American is, but I'm sure glad they weren't on the battlefield of the Revolution. Now another, over 35%, think that they need it for free, but they can't really explain it to you why. And another, roughly 35%, think that because they may have emailed you at some time in the past, or may have been a correspondent, as in some handwritten letters or emails or phone calls, and oftentimes many, many years ago, they deserve something. Quite ironic, ladies and gentlemen. So that leaves us with about 5% left over, so I guess there is a little bit more good news, that in the sense that of all the talks that Bill and I had, over many a lunch and breakfast and at the house and in the studio and the backyard and camping and fishing and traveling, that maybe we've increased from the roughly 3.5%, but we haven't increased much, but we are gaining ground, but at too slow of a pace. Now this next piece is something that, if you can guess who played this piece that brought tears to Bill's eyes, and who would become a component of the Hour of the Time, you can have the Mystery Babylon 2 series, the entire 20 broadcast in MP3 for free. They ended up connected with the Hour of the Time at one point and played this piece, and it was absolutely stunning to Bill and actually brought tears to his eyes. right, ladies and gentlemen. Now, that piece there, like I say, if you can guess who played that piece that brought tears to Bill's eyes, and you'll have to excuse the quality of the recording. This is not the days of digital recording made easy. It's back when you ran a tape deck and some microphones and recorded something to be remembered. You will get, by calling 928-333-2942, the studio number, and leave a message if need be, if your line doesn't get picked up immediately by me, your answer, and in this case, in this question, you'll get the entire Mystery Babylon 2, all 20 hours of broadcast from Bill Cooper in MP3 format for free, the first person. Now, just so Bill would know that things are still, though, semi-par for the course, it is amazing how many people will call or talk to me or email me or write me with these grandiose ideas. Someone should do this. Why don't you do this? Have you found out about this thing we talked about? It is absolutely amazing the lack of initiative and responsibility that I see sometimes, ladies and gentlemen. And when I look again on my poll, and I've been doing this for, like I say, since 07 hit, on purpose, hardly anybody knows it, I've just been keeping track, little tick marks on papers, and then doing the percentages for this special broadcast. Again, it works out to about 5% that will step up to the bat and say, hey, you know that thing we talked about? Well, I looked into it, and I got something to share with you. Or I found out about this and that and got these numbers. Whereas, about 95% will sit back and say, well, have you done this yet? Or I think this would be a good idea if you did this. Or I think somebody should do this, Doyle. But of course, I'm too busy. I can't do that. So maybe you should find someone, Doyle. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Thank God for the 5%. Thank God for the 3 to 3.5% that won the American Revolution. Because obviously, if we waited for the majority to do something, we would still be absolute chattel servants of the Queen. Now, we are still, to a very large extent, thanks to the banking and the bar system. Ooh, I bet some of you didn't want to hear that. But we've covered that in depth, and many of you who have this material then have MP3 disc of every month. Who are big listeners? That's your words, not mine. Loyal listeners, long-time listeners. Knew everything about Bill from the inside out. Well, turn around and ask me questions that I know for a fact you have the information in your hand already. And ladies and gentlemen, it's time to put on your big girl panties, if you fall in that category, and grow up. Now, this next piece, oftentimes, for our local station, 24 hours a day, weekends, etc., we would take turns playing different music, and Bill had a love for the oldies, as they're referred to nowadays. And so, I would occasionally, as any good friend would do, razz him, kind of poke him in the ribs a little bit, to get a rise out of him and get a good laugh when it was all over. And I said, well, I've got a neat medley of old songs that you'll love to hear. And I want to make it a surprise. So you just listen to the radio down in your office and I'll get on the air. This is a quaint Sunday afternoon here. And I'll just play it and surprise you. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. If you guess the name of this song, you can have today's broadcast and all the medley music for free. For being part of that, 3.5 to 5% that actually makes the effort. right, ladies and gentlemen, again, if you can get that song title, you will get tonight's broadcast of music medley on this very special broadcast here on the Hour of the Time with your host, Oral Shamley, here for free on CD. Now, that one was quite humorous because after I had told him I had this really cool medley of old music that I knew he loved on a quaint Sunday afternoon here in very religious area, going out on the air over the FM, he waited and let me finish, and then came in to the studio as Pooh and Aggie, that's right, Aggie, I didn't missay it, Aggie and Doyle, myself, were laughing our guts out, and used his trademark term when he walked in the door with, "What was that bullshit?" But we all ended up getting a laugh out of it, and that's what was important. Now, it is amazing, ladies and gentlemen, as we go on with this broadcast, and you'll hear some words, some blasts from the past from Bill Cooper himself, which I think are very apropos for today's times. And I want you to listen carefully, because I think many people hear the broadcast. In fact, I know that hundreds and hundreds and millions of people hear the broadcast, but they don't listen. Kind of like elevator music. You hear it, but don't listen to it. But I find that par for the course for most Americans today. Not just listeners of our broadcast. I've had people tell me things about broadcasters that I don't necessarily really enjoy or like or have anything much good to say about. And I have to defend them, the broadcaster that is, because they will tell me something that is completely out of context. Shame on you. Now, if you fall in that boat, that's, you know who you are. If you don't, have a good laugh like I do at the irony of it all. And it's amazing how if you offer someone a helping hand to kind of get a boost, a little jump start, if you will, how they can come back and say, "Hey, can I have that good freebie deal I had a year ago?" Or, "I haven't done much since then," or really contributed any articles or research, but can I have that good deal freebie thing that you gave me a year ago? And that's it. There isn't a thing like I've got a 50-page article on delegation of authority that's an expansion of what you wrote, Doyle, and I want you to use it for a Veritas News exclusive, and maybe we could swap and I could use this in exchange. No, there's no barter about it. It's just a handout, kind of like a bird feeder, if you will, like the illegal immigration situation. You put a bird feeder out and keep it full, like our socialist welfare system, you'll have tons of birds coming around, and when you cut off the bird feed, they disappear. Until they really need something, but generally it's coming and begging for their grains and kernels before they offer much help. Now this next one I can't really offer much for, except for the first caller only. Actually, we'll do two questions here to make it exciting. First off, whoever can tell me who Aggie was, the first person to tell me who Aggie was, they did so much in the studio with Pooh and I and Bill. You will get the entire Mystery Babylon 2 on MP3 for free as well. On CD, it's an MP3 set. All 20 hours of Bill's Mystery Babylon 2. Finally digitized and released as he had wanted it. If you can tell me who Aggie was. But for this song, the first person who can call in 928-333-2942 and let me know who used to sing it, not the song, who used to sing it quite often to Bill and I and make our day, you'll get tonight's broadcast, a medley of music, for free.
The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. But when I woke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Love you and make you happy if you will only say the same. But if you leave me to love another, you'll regret it all someday. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. You told me once, dear, you really love me, that no one else could come between. But now you've left me and love another. You have shattered all my dreams. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Now that should be an easy one for any of you longtime listeners or real researchers out there. Now this next one real quick here is a band that is actually part of the 3.5 to 5% doing something, much like Cooper Hill Band with their opening piece here. Now this is the type of song that is, we got in, I was more than glad to listen to it, happy with the results and happy that they're doing something, not sitting back waiting for someone else to do it for them. Although I'm sure Bill would not have actually 100% enjoyed it, like the oldies, if you will. He would have given it a fair shake simply because of why the song came about and the fact that they, again, were doing something. And he never got to hear this one, but I'm sure he would have enjoyed it, even though it really wasn't his genre. So here we go, and if you guess this one, who and the name of the song, you can have tonight's broadcast for free. Be the first one to call 928-333-2942 and leave a message if need be. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I could have got one heck of a rise out of Bill on a quaint Sunday afternoon with that one, but I'm glad they did it, because they're making the effort. Now, I can't tell you who they are, because that's one of the mystery questions. Answer that, 928-333-2942. Be the first one to call in. Leave a message if need be, because a lot of people call and waste phone time. And yours might be the answer why they're blah, 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 blah about something else. So, they are going to do a studio CD of that, much like Cooper Hill, the intro music and song. People that are doing something, not sitting back with their hands out. Thank goodness for that 3.5 to 5%. Now, this next one was just a quaint song that he really enjoyed, and then we're going to go into something, a blast from the past, so that you know how Bill felt about how the American people were going. Many of you are quick to tell me how Bill would have done this, Bill would have done that. That's not how Bill would have done it. You should have done this. And it's most often from people that I don't remember seeing at the house, helping things, or behind the scenes to that much frequency, or really when push came to shove, helping with the whole day of November 6th, or the funeral, or anything else, but you're quick to know everything there is about Bill. So we're going to play this, and then go to a blast from the past so you can see that I'm not making it up, that we saw that much of this was coming already from long discussions in the kitchen where we did most of our heavy talking. I just want to interject that piece there because that was something that Bill really enjoyed. And now we're going to go into that blast from the past, and I think you need to take...
You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, folks. Last night, remember all the talk about... I don't know how to find out. I can't find out. How do you find out? I can't go to Washington. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Remember that last night? Within 20 minutes of the close of the broadcast last night, I knew everything there was to know about Independence Hall, including its United Nations status. All by myself, with no help, within 20 minutes, never went anywhere, never left my house. Had it all. And can document it officially. With no problem whatsoever. So, for all you sheeple out there who think that's impossible, you know, I think you need to go back and take biology class again, human biology, because that thing you've been sitting on that resulted in your squashed brain is really your head, not your butt. And if you learn the proper anatomy, you'll learn where to sit so that your brain doesn't get squashed, so that you don't end up handicapped like that. Come on, people, get real. Thank you. New Orleans. Louis Armstrong. Didn't have anything. At a very young age, he went out on the street and danced for pennies and nickels. Somewhere along the line, he started to listen to the jazz groups and the bands and the clubs and decided he wanted to play an instrument. And somehow he came across an old trumpet and learned how to play it and played it on the street for pennies and nickels. He didn't complain. He didn't bet your mom and say,
"Oh, I'm just one lonely person. I don't know how to do it. I can't afford to hire a trumpet teacher. I can't afford to hire a dance instructor. I can't afford to pay somebody to teach me how to tap dance."
Where would the world be if he had? He just did it. What is wrong with all you people out there who have just absolutely had your brains sucked out of your head? All you know how to do is bitch and complain and whine and cry and make excuses and rationalize and just, I gotta tell you, it is sickening. I am so tired of hearing that crap. I just want to barf anytime I even remotely somebody think somebody's going to start with that refrain.
"Well, I've never been held to those standards before. I don't know how to act."
Give me a break. Give me a break. This is a country founded by people and built by people who were doers, not whiners and complainers and have their hand out all the time and wishing somebody would do something for them. Give me a break. My God. Where did most of you people come from? And yes, unfortunately, includes most of the listeners to this broadcast. You are couch potato, whining, do nothing, never contribute to anything, never accomplish anything, just, you know, never had a chance, just one lonely human being. "I don't have no money. I don't know how to do it. Nobody ever taught me that. I just don't have the time. I'm just trying to support my family." Blah! Blah! God, I'm so sick of that. Where did you come from? You can't possibly be Americans. None of your ancestors were that way. If they were, this country could never have even got off the ground. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But when I talk to most people, that's what I hear. That's what I hear. "Well, I'd like to do something, but I don't know what to do, and I don't know how to do it, and I never learned how to do no research, and I don't have no money, and I don't have no time, and blah, 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 blah." Oh, just make me want to puke all over everything. And you think you're going to survive what's coming? With that kind of attitude? Do you call yourselves patriots? I don't think so. I don't think so. Mm-mm. No. This is just absolutely unsatisfactory. By any standards. By any standards. Do you realize if some major power in this world just had the means to land a large number of troops on these shores with people with attitudes like that that could take over this country in about 2 days. But fortunately for all you do-nothings, there's at least 3.5% of us who aren't do-nothings and just by ourselves. Without your help, we'd be able to stop them. While you're complaining about all the conditions created by the fighting. Well, you're pissing and moaning and bitching because the trucks aren't coming and you couldn't buy a head of lettuce at the grocery store. Nah, save me. I've discovered over the years that this is not the country I thought I was born into, and these are not the people that I thought were, you know, the great American people who were to inherit the promise of this nation. Nope, I don't know where they went. There's just a few of us left. Very few, not very many. Not very many. Thank God we're here, though. Thank God we know what's what. Thanks God we know the history. Thank God we know what it means to be free and are willing to die for it if necessary. I don't know what's going to happen to all the rest of you. Flotsam and jetsam is what I call you. Flotsam and jetsam, washed back and forth upon the tides. You know, you don't have anything to propel yourself in any direction whatsoever. You're at the mercy of whatever's going on around you. Just helpless. Just floating along. You might walk up, wash up on the beach and dry out in the sun and wither away and rot. Or you might float around and get waterlogged. Or you might get eaten by a fish or run over by a boat or just, you know, sink to the bottom. And but I'll tell you this, you don't have a damn bit of control over any of it. Because you're helpless. You can't think. You can't figure anything out. You can't do anything, support anything, contribute to anything. You can't get up off that couch. Oh, no, you don't have enough time. My goodness gracious. No money. No brains, no education, no nothing. You just helpless little flotsam and jetsam just bobbing around on the waves. Wind blows you this way, and then the wind blows you that way, and the tide takes you this way, and the tide takes you that way, and some fish might eat you and swallow you and digest you and then pass you through, and then something else might come along and recycle you again. But, you know, you ain't got no control over none of it. Well, I got to tell you, there's going to be a backlash to all this crap. It's coming. I can smell it. It's in the wind. I don't know when it was. A couple, 3 years ago, I did a broadcast warning the present administration that if they continue with their lies and their bullshit and their corruption and their treason, that there would be a backlash someday, somehow. I didn't know when or if it would ever occur, you know, within my lifetime, but I know that history goes in cycles. It really does. And you can see it if you're paying attention, and some of those cycles may occur in your lifetime. But there's a danger with these cycles, because if the pendulum swings real far to the left, the farther it swings, the angrier people become, and when it swings back to the other side, you have extreme reactions that are just as bad. Just as bad. The extreme reactions on either side are not good for anybody. But that's what happens, and I smell a backlash coming right now.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there is one coming, and he was absolutely right. Our kitchen table discussions were dead on. Now, maybe things would have been a little easier had he just followed the route of this next song and not tried to do anything. but that wouldn't have been any good. But he did enjoy this song, nonetheless. And for those of you water-headed patriots out there who are wondering why I am doing this show today, it's because it's his birthday. Had he been here still, Bob Swan, myself, several others, we would have been having one heck of a barbecue, I am sure. Happy birthday, Bill.
One evening as the sun went down and the jungle fire was burning, down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, "Boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away, beside the crystal fountain. So come with me, we'll go and see the big rock candy mountains. In the big rock candy mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes, and you sleep out every night, where the boxcars all are empty.